Morning. And welcome to worship this morning, especially the day, because it's not that nice. Just a few intimations for you this morning. The Rainforest Cafe is open after worship. Knit and Natter starts back tomorrow after their long break at Christmas time, so they'll all be looking forward to that. Mainly Music is on Tuesday. It'll be off the following Tuesday, is it? Yeah, because next week will be the mid-term break for schools, so a lot of the clubs will be off the following week. Planet Earth on Tuesday afternoon, and the Pancake Night is a week on Tuesday. So your tickets are available at the back of the church for anybody interested in coming along. Great night, so don't miss it. It's great. And the flower box will be at the door as you leave this morning if you would like to contribute to our flower fund. And a final intimation about, now, I don't know how many of you will be interested in this, but there's a leaflet at the back if you are. So Faith in Scotland's Constitutional Future. There's going to be a meeting in Lanark Greyfriars Church on Thursday the 22nd of February from 7 to 9. It's open to anybody who wants to go, but they are asking you if you want to go, if you could email them to let them know. And I think that's for catering arrangements. It's to explore the political neutral project, exploring how folk in churches relate faith to the constitutional questions in Scotland. So I'm not even sure I know what that means. I'll let you work it out for yourselves. Okay, but there's leaflets at the back explaining it. Okay, thank you.
I greet you in the name of God the Father, who loves you and keeps you safe in the care of Christ Jesus. May it be that we receive mercy, peace, and love. Good morning, everyone.
Good
morning. Welcome to worship this morning. Our theme that we'll be talking about is about adaptation. Now, it is required in life for us to adapt to circumstances, and circumstances will highlight what sort of adaptation is needed. Circumstances highlights the importance of having the ability to adapt to life. The phase of life determines what type of adaptation is needed. So if you're a teenager, there's certain adaptations that you need to embrace. And when you're middle age and when you're older, all these different phases in life requires of us to adapt. As a Christian, it is required to uphold the salvation of Christ. That's the main thing that we need to uphold. And we need to do this in any circumstance. And to uphold the salvation of Christ in our lives, it requires for us to adapt so that we can do so accordingly. In other words, be adaptable as a Christian in every circumstances. We need to adapt to circumstances so that we can uphold the kingship or the lordship of God. We do so to continue upholding the salvation of Christ. That's why we adapt. In other words, in every situation, bless the holy name of the Lord. We may also say, be flexible in life so that we may feel comfortable declaring the holiness of God. In every circumstance, find ways to declare the holiness of God. In every circumstance, find opportunities to declare the holiness of God. Let us approach God as we declare His holiness. God, holy is your name. Bless His holy name. Let us approach God and we sing our first hymn. Let us build a house where love can dwell. Let us approach God as we pray to Him. Lord, You are holy, and we look up to You to see Your face shining on us. We are amazed by Your holiness, Lord, and Your might. We are amazed to know that You rule over our lives and over the universe. We bend down to give You honor, Lord, and to proclaim Your holiness. Help us, Lord, to be adaptive in every circumstance in life. Lord, You know how complex and difficult life can be. And we ask, Lord, for You to give us wisdom, guidance, and give us the ability to be adaptive. Lord, You know that circumstances can push us to the brink. You know that circumstances make life seem dark and gloomy. Shine Your light and make clear the way, Lord. We anchor this morning our identity in You. We build our lives on You, Lord, knowing that You will give stability and You will give direction. Show mercy to us and be slow to anger, Lord. Descend Your forgiveness if we sometimes are too set in our ways. Descend Your forgiveness if we have not rooted ourselves in You, if we have not claimed our identity in You. Descend Your forgiveness if we unrealistically force our will on circumstances. Descend Your forgiveness if we have been reluctant to share the gifts that we have with others. Lord, dwell this morning in our hearts, so that we may feel the uplifting, feel uplifted and loved by You. We do so as we pray together. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us continue worshiping God with our next hymn, How Lovely is Thy Dwelling Place, hymn 452. Good morning, boys and girls. Good morning. So I told you a few weeks ago that I was planning, or we had personal belongings in South Africa, and we had to get it over to this country. Do you remember I told you this story? So the goods, my personal belongings, did arrive in the UK safely. Yay. So the last couple of weeks, I've been unpacking boxes to see what is in the boxes, because I didn't do the personal packing. I gave instructions and someone else went and done the packing for me. So I was quite curious if they actually followed my instructions according to my instructions. And I can say that everything that I asked for came along. Okay, so everything that I wanted came to this country. So I'm very, very grateful. But there was a couple of interesting things that came along as well. And I'm going to show you what I've discovered in one of the boxes. It was actually my father bought it for me many years ago, and I forgot about it. And it's quite interesting. So I'm going to show it to you. Here it is. What do you think this is?
A stick.
A stick, okay.
A wand.
A wand. What do you think? What it is?
It's an instrument.
It's an instrument. Well, dude, that's a very good answer. So it's an instrument. Okay. It's not... Well, it is a stick, but it's an instrument. It's used to do something very specifically. Now, there's a there's a cultural group in South Africa called the Bushmen. Their traditional name is the Khoisan. They're very short people like so, and they live in the Kalahari, and the very dry part of South Africa. And they have adapted their lifestyle to live in the desert. And they can live in the most driest place with no rain. These people can survive in there. And they've got this specific tools in their that they use on a daily basis. And one of these tools that they use is this. And we call this a fire starter. This little stick what's the word that you used? Instrument is to start fire. Now, it's not just a normal stick. If you look closely at this, at the point, it's got little holes in it. Okay, and the reason for these holes is that when you use the stick, that you can, the air can come through. Okay, so what do you need to start a fire? You need energy. Okay, you need some kind of heat. And what's the other thing? I think it's three. I can't think of them now.
What? It's oxygen.
Oxygen, yeah. Oxygen, heat, and something else.
Energy.
Energy, yeah. Maybe. Yeah, so let me show you how this works. So what you do is... Okay, I'm going to show the congregation first. Now we'll bring it a bit lower. So you take the fire starter stick. You put it on another piece of wood, like the following. And what you have to do in the wood, you have to make with a knife, make a little hole. But not just a hole, you need to make an inset. Yeah.
Keyhole.
Yeah. So you need to do that. So what you do is you put this fire starter in the little hole and then you start turning. And as you turn, it becomes warm. And then before you know that, you will find there's a little bit of heat. And that heat is the start of fire. So you need to then basically use that heat to start something, start the fire. But what's interesting, if you do that just like this, it's not that effective. So what you have to do, I've brought this, is that you have to use very fine wood, like I've got here. Just want to throw that out. Okay. So you see this very fine little wood over here. You see that? Very fine. See that? Okay, so what you have to do is you throw it into the little... at the beginning. Okay. There you go. So you throw it inside. And then you put it into the hole. Then you start turning. And as you do that long enough, there's air coming into the holes. And the wood that's inside the stick will start to become warm. And before you know it, it's red hot. And you use that red hot pieces of wood to start the next fire. So if you've done that and you see it becomes very hot, then the next thing you need to have is maybe a leaf or maybe other. I've brought a leaf here. So you can have a leaf. Brought a leaf. So a leaf, this is a very nice dry leaf. So then what you do next, you turn it. Okay, like so. And let's say, for example, it's hot enough now. Then you take this leaf and you will basically lit this leaf, and this leaf can lit the next thing and the next thing, and before you know it, it's got a big, big fire. Isn't it amazing? Let me bring it a bit lower. You can see on the ground. So you see in the... Sorry, congregation. So just come around. Who wants to have a turn? Okay, who wants to have a turn? Come on. You want to come turn? Come turn. Everybody can have a turn. I will start, and when I get to the bottom, you start at the top. Okay? Okay, go. Go, go, go. Okay? There you go. Isn't that cool? Okay, let's try. That's it. Excellent. Let's go for some next. Yeah, let's go try. Come. Come. Next. You can come. Okay? Let's try. There you go. Okay, I'm going to just give everyone an opportunity to do this. Okay, who wants to go next? You want to try? Come. Oh, everybody can get the turn. Come, turn. There you go. Of course, we need to speed this up very, very much. Like, we need to be very, very much. That's it. Excellent. Next. Who wants to try? There you go. Oh, sorry. Okay, you can do it. Okay, start at the... I will hold it for you. Okay, turn. There you go. Of course, I won't put my hand there really because it will... Do you want to try? There you go. Excellent. That's excellent. Who wants to try next? Yeah. There you go. Excellent. Well done. You want to try? That's well done. So if you do it very quickly, like so... You can start, it feels, becomes warm. You want to try? Okay. Excellent. Well done. Yeah, that's amazing. Okay. So that's how the Khoi people, the people in the Bushmen, how they start fire in the middle of nowhere. So these days, we just have a match, or we have maybe a lighter, and it's just so quickly. But this is the way how they make fire. Isn't that cool? Isn't that really, really cool? And it's very effective. I tried it last night to start fire, and I don't think I have the plywood is maybe the right one. But to be adaptive in life is very, very important. You want to ask a question?
Yeah, remember the third thing is it's oxygen and heat and something to burn.
Something?
Something to burn.
Something to burn, okay. Yeah, okay. Well, I noticed three things. Yeah, that's good. So one has to be adaptive in life, and this Bushmen, this Khoi people have adapted so that they can live in the desert. So boys and girls, in life we need to learn to be adaptive. Now why do you think we need to be adaptive? Okay, any ideas?
So if you can't adapt to the place you're in, then you won't be able to survive.
Exactly. The reason we need to learn to be adaptive is so that we can survive and get the tasks done that we need to. For example, who of you struggle with maths? Maths sometimes can be difficult. And as a person, one needs to adapt so that one has the skill set and ability to do maths, for example. So a good example for adaptive behavior is maybe to go do extra classes, maybe give some more time for yourself to figure out how maths work or certain problem works. So adaptivity is so important in life to survive and to do what God has called us to do. And the Bible, it teaches us the importance to be adaptive. And I really want to inspire and motivate you boys and girls to be curious about life and try to figure things out for yourself so that you can learn to be adaptive to circumstances. Okay. And you can take that afterwards to play with that as well. Just don't burn the building down, please. Okay, so our next hymn is Father, I've placed you in your hands. So God, we are in God's hands, and he will encourage and support us when we are adaptive in life.
This morning's reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 16 to 23. For when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, since I am compelled to preach. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. If I preach voluntarily, I have a reward. If not voluntarily, I am simply discharging the trust committed to me. What then is my reward? Just this, that in preaching the gospel I may offer it free of charge, and so not make use of my rights as a preacher of the gospel. Paul's use of his freedom. Though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone, to win as many as possible. To the Jews, I became like a Jew, to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became like one under the law, though I myself am under the law, so as to win these under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am I under Christ's law. This I did so as to win those not having the law. To the weak I became weak, to win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do this all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessing. Amen.
Nature is dangerous. Recently, the winds blew so strong that our fence at Schott's blew over. It fell over due to the strong wind. The strong wind reminded me how fearsome nature can be. Nature can bring about extremes that can lead to death. Extreme cold, extreme heat, extreme waves. One has to be careful and respect nature. It is due to this tendency that people learned to adapt. People learn to adapt due to the extremeness of nature. If people did not adapt to nature, survival would have been minimal. We adapt in life so that one can survive and have a meaningful life. Adaptation is so important for personal well-being. If one do not learn to be adaptive, things can happen. Eskimos, for example, adapted to the cold. They are excellent in living comfortably in cold weather. Minus 10, minus 20, they can survive. They eat raw meat, for example. They wear animal skins. And they live in an igloo. Their environment forced them to adapt according to their circumstances. The opposite of adaptation or the ability to adapt is to be rigid and set in your ways. If survival is at stake, one cannot be rigid. One cannot be set in your ways when survival is at stake. If set in one's way with no creativity to address circumstances, this can lead to trouble. This can lead to even to death. Paul, in our reading, shares his willingness to adapt to circumstances. He was faced with a challenge that required of him to adapt. And this is quite remarkable. Since he was a Jew, he was willing to adapt even though he was a Jew. If you are an Orthodox Jew, it is commanded of you to follow strict practices. These practices touched every aspect of life, from what you need to eat, how you should behave, and what you should do. One can imagine not living according to these norms, these rules, was very difficult like for a person like Paul, because he is a Jew and he was living according to the set guidance that he received from his tradition and from the Old Testament. Yet still, Paul was willing to adapt for the goal of communicating a message. Paul, the Orthodox Jew, was willing to adapt to communicate a message. For him to make compromises to his Jewish heritage indicates the importance of the message that he wanted to communicate. For him to say, I will not follow 100% the laws that I was received, so for the purpose of communicating a message, is an indicator of the importance of that message. The message is so important that he was willing to not be rigid in his Jewish heritage. The message that Paul was upholding is that Christ brings salvation, and he was in a position to do anything to communicate this message, that Christ brings about salvation. Salvation is possible in and through Christ. For this message, Paul was willing to adapt. In essence, this is the task of a church, and that is to communicate the salvation in Christ. The reading suggests that adaptation is necessary sometimes to communicate salvation in Christ. It is sometimes necessary for a congregation, for an individual in Christ, to adapt, so too to communicate the message in Christ, or to communicate the salvation in Christ. However, the challenge is to be adaptive without losing one's core identity. And this is an important point, that one should adapt to circumstances to communicate the salvation of Christ, but not to such a point that you lose the essence of who you are. So there's a fine balance that one needs to find. He was willing to make compromises to his Jewish heritage because of his identity in Christ. He was firmly convinced of his new identity in Christ. Therefore, he was willing to make adaptation to communicate the message of salvation. Adaptation is required, but not without our core identity anchored in the Lord. Keeping hold of the identity in the Lord whilst adapting to circumstances is the message that Paul is communicating. We need to adapt to circumstances, but keep firm our identity in the Lord. The Church of Scotland is all too familiar with the challenge of adapting. For the last couple of years, it was officially asked for the national church to adapt. Adaptation is required because the list of challenges is very, very long. Member decline. Members getting older, not new life coming into the church, or younger life coming into the church. Concerns around property. Concerns around theology. All these issues we are facing as the Church of Scotland. Paul is bringing to us this morning the following question. How are we willing to adapt to the circumstances that we are facing without losing our identity in Christ? How willing are we to adapt without losing our essence, and that is Christ our Lord? Paul states, "To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings." What strikes me about this passage is that Paul is willing to adapt not to save the world. He's willing to adapt just to save a few. In this passage, he does not indicate saving the world, but rather a couple of souls. This, for me, is striking to think he is willing to make very difficult changes to his life for the sake of a few. Extreme adaptation just to save a few. How many do we want to save here in St. Paul's? 100? 200? 1,000? The reading very briefly makes us think of the possibility of adapting so that we may just save that one person, that one soul. Adapt to circumstances whilst upholding our identity in Christ for the sole purpose of saving that one individual. Extreme adaptation to save the one. The Bushmen, or the Khoisan people in South Africa, or the Southern Africa, they have adapted to live in extreme circumstances. They can survive in the heat. I will not be able to survive on my own in the Kalahari, but these people, they can. It seems impossible to live in the dry desert, but not for these people. They thrive in the desert. Their ability to read nature like a book is remarkable. As we read books, they read nature. The tools they have are designed to make life possible against all their odds. Circumstances led them to adapt so that they can survive. Their willingness to adapt made survival possible. How much are we willing to adapt so that we may communicate the salvation in Christ? How much are we willing to adapt without losing our identity in Christ? I do not feel comfortable giving my own official answer from the pulpit what I think one should do. However, I do feel comfortable to conclude with the following. Do not throw away our foundation in Christ for the sake of adapting. Do not throw away the essence that we have in Christ for the sake of just changing. Uphold the identity in Christ whilst communicating in a relevant manner the salvation that we have in Him. Uphold Christ in all circumstances and do it in a manner that's relevant for today. Amen. Let us continue worshiping God with a beautiful hymn, The Church, One Foundation, 739.
Let's come before God in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we offer prayers for ourselves, the church, our communities, and the world. Healing God, we give thanks for the ways in which you have brought transformation and new life through our Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks for the growth that can come after difficult times. We thank you for renewal of friendship, for return of self-respect, for paths to peace that build respect. Speak your words of peace into our hearts, we pray. Help us to feel whole. Help us to bring that peace to others so that all may be saved for fullness of life. God of new life, may we trust in your power to transform our frail flesh to the gold of faith. Give us confidence in the hope of your salvation and resurrection life, and give us the assurance of the forgiveness of our sins. We pray for the people and places of our world that are on our hearts, for those suffering illness and pain, estrangement, broken relationship, bereavements, loss of identity, fear and despair. Lord, we pray, answer our unspoken prayers and deliver us from all our fears. Just now we name those for whom we have concerns in our family life, among our friends, in our congregation, the wider community, and the world. We hold a moment of stillness now to think of them and to bring the names of those in our hearts before you in the silence. We pray again for peace in the world. We pray for a willingness in the various governments to find a solution that will bring an end to war and destruction. Bless and protect the innocent civilians who are caught up in conflict and suffered loss of home, family, health, and possessions. We pray you would bring an end to the conflict in Ukraine, Gaza, Yemen, and other parts of the world not so well publicised, where people are trying to force their will on others. Give relief to the dispossessed and starving in war-torn areas, and supply the needs of those affected by natural disasters, such as flood and famine. And help us all to play our part in helping those seeking to bring relief. We pray for integrity in our government in Britain, and that politicians will bring real change for the benefit of others, rather than just speaking empty words. And for ourselves, help us in our individual lives to do all we can to show your love to others in all we do and say. Give your wisdom to all those in positions of responsibility in our community and in our churches, and teach us all to pray according to your will, in Jesus' name. A prayer for today. Almighty and ever-living God, clothed in majesty, whose beloved Son was presented in the temple in the substance of our flesh, grant that we may be presented to you with pure and clean hearts by your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Lord God, we ask that you will bless those monies that we have received. May we use it to do good in this world so that your name can be glorified and that you will always be known as a God that's good, good to the poor and the weak. Amen. Let us sing our last hymn, The Voice of God, 283. To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings. Go and share the blessings of Christ with all. In the presence of the Holy Spirit, may the peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. Amen.